what your message for today.
Amen. Yeah. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for John. Amen.
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 Stick this in your pocket. I need that.
All right. You know, one of the good things is knowing God. We need to know Him more. And as you heard the testimonies earlier, it was all because they began to start knowing God. You know, I haven't really spoken to any of them that they didn't know already. I'm just a confirming word. The word is already inside of you. I'm just one to bring it out. I'm just one to say, yes, you're feeling the right way. Yes, you're doing the right thing. Yes, you're thinking the right way. Yes, you need to do that. Yes, because God has wrote a book on you. How many people realize that you're nothing but a book? Okay? You're nothing but a book. A book of life. And God is life. God is the way. And God is truth. So if anybody asks me, do you know God? I would say, yeah. And if they say, well, describe him, I'll say, well, God is life. Not only is God life, God's truth. And not only is he truth, but he's the way. He's the way that we need to go in order to see him more. And the more and more we walk in the way, the more and more we see him. And it's all about relationship. Nothing more, nothing less. We were born to know him. And we will die to know him even more. And when we die, we live. And then we live in eternity. And so I want the world to begin to understand that our life is a book. It's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in that book, there are many chapters, just like a real book. You have chapter one, you got chapter two. You know, depending on how close you are to the end of your book, you might be chapter 55. I'm chapter 50 right now, going to be chapter 51. Each year I look at it as a chapter, or each situation in my life is a chapter. And we have chapters that are in this book, and we have to realize as we read our book, and we do, don't we look back? Don't we look back at our lives and we see things and we kind of remember and then we don't want to remember? You know, there's good chapters and there's bad chapters, okay? And God wrote this book. But one thing, the end is always good. If you learn to read it, I should say. If you learn to read the book. If you choose to put the book down and walk in your own way, not walk with God, I don't know what your end is. I'm sorry to say, I can't tell you what your end is, but I'm more than likely it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be probably brimstone and burning and gnashing of teeth. We'll all know the truth once we leave this earthly place, and then we'll see the real, real truth. But I know the truth, and I know that if I could say the further away we walk with God, the further we are when we're in eternity from him. And when we're with him, there's a place of peace and comfort that surpasses our understanding. And when we're far away from God, it seems very frightening, fearful, nerve-wracking. How many people have ever felt that way? And it's because we've distanced ourselves from God when things become scary or things become very nervous and things that come to the point where we feel we don't have any comfort. But our cry now, and this is why I love living right now on earth, because this is the only place that we can be drawn back to God. It's not like when we drift away and then we're stuck and we can never go back. When we leave this earth, then we're stuck. We can't go back. It's, you know, it's done. It's over with. It's you know, the levels that you reach are the levels that you will obtain for eternity. And this is why I feel so adamant about building your relationship with God now. It's so important to know how to walk with him. It's so important to know how to, you know, dwell with him and understand who he is, so that when we do leave this earth, we're in a very good place. And so I don't like to talk too much about afterlife, so I want to focus on now. This is the best thing right now. You know, a lot of us are troubled. A lot of us, our hearts aren't sure about tomorrow. And so we need to come to a comfort place. And I want to bring you to a comfort place. I want to bring you to the place where you know you have a book. And in that book, there's chapters. And each one of you are living a chapter right now. Now it depends on how that chapter unfolds. Now, you can read your chapter and see a dark side, or you can read your chapter and see a light side. The chapter never changed. It's just how you see it. And with us today, I want us to realize that repentance and change is very important. So if I had to title this message, I would title it In Change. It's time to change. It's time to let go of the old and come into the new. And we need to realize that tomorrow you might have to change. You might have to change the way you're thinking. You might have to change the way spiritually, physically, and mentally change. When we don't come into change, we're dead. We have no life. How many people realize that? One of the strongest words that's in this book here, and it's called the Bible, and this Bible is the closest book that I can actually say I agree with all the things that happened in my life and then what took place in my transformation, it's all in here. So I agree with this book out there. I don't expect most people to understand it because it's a mystery book, and you need to understand it in the light. You can't read it if you're in the dark. If your heart is real troubled and your mind is off somewhere in goo-goo land, you can't understand this book. You have to come and read this in peace and in light. So, with that being said, the main subject in this book is called repentance. And repentance is not how bad you were and that you have to stop being bad. I really want to get this clear to the world because guilt and shame causes a lot of our holdbacks in lives. Maybe we didn't get the proper education, or maybe we didn't get the proper geographical location that we lived in, or maybe the nationality, or whatever it might be. But we can't hold these things against us, and we have to change the way we're thinking. And as we relieve ourselves from guilt and shame and forget about what we did bad or wrong or whatever it might be, we have to stop thinking that way. It was just a chapter, and we didn't do anything wrong. How many people realize that we didn't do anything wrong? Even if it was bad, it wasn't bad. Please understand this, because it was just a chapter in your book. That was it. And in that chapter, you learned a lot. If you didn't learn, shame on you. We should be learning every day. We should be looking at things, and we should learn from it. Not dwell in sorrow, but rejoice in it as if we learned. And ask God to show you, what do I need to learn out of this? I'm in a new part in my life, a new chapter in my life. How many here today, things are changing in their lives right now? Look at all the hands. Okay, so this is a word in season right now. You just came out of one chapter of your life, and now you're going into another chapter in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Think about it. So God had me up all night in this. I had a prophetic dream going on, and it was so repetitive, and it really was about change. The old has broken away. And now you're in a new place, a new chapter in your life. And we need to receive that chapter. And we have to put what we had in the past, and we have to throw it away. We have to grab hold of everything from the past and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. If we don't, we're going to be falling under curses. How many want to go forward with curses? I better not see not one hand. How many want to go forward with curse-free? No curses in your life. Amen. You have every right to feel that way. But I'm going to tell you right now, we're cursed because we're hanging on too much from the past. We have to realize the book that has been given to us. Now, sometimes we have to go back and read a couple of chapters just to get some understanding on the front of the next chapters of the book, right? Has anyone ever read a book before and they might have to go back a couple of chapters just to kind of catch up? Well, let me read this chapter again just to kind of figure out what happened to Sally or Jane over here. How many people have done that before? Okay. So to go back and look is okay, but to dwell is bad. And to be concerned about your future is bad too. I'm going to tell you all the things that hinder us from moving forward. Wouldn't you like to know the answers? Wouldn't you like to know how to move forward in your life and stop falling into pits? Well, for one, we have to stop, I want to say, feeling sorry for ourselves. We got to stop about our past. How many have felt as though that they got a bum deal in life? I mean, come on, there's a lot of areas in our lives that we got a bum deal, okay? It just didn't happen the way we really wanted to, and we got a bum deal. Well, dwelling on that is a big, big no-no. You got to let it go. You got to break free from it. You got to let it go. Because if not, it's hindering to you moving forward. You're not going to have the confidence to go forward. You're going to have this hidden shame inside of you that's always going to lurk there. And we got to break away from the lurk. We got to break away from the shame. And moving forward, repentance is change. And we need to change. We need to come into a place of change. A new chapter in our lives requires change. And in that, we can't walk with fear. We have to walk with God. We need that confidence to know inside what our heart is saying and move forward. You might have to take a big loss. Some of you might have to just walk away from things that you invested a lot into, and you have to count it as a wash. How many people have ever held on to things because they invested a lot into it and they were just so concerned about losing? Well, you got to learn to just let it go. It's a new chapter. And as you open up your book and you read the book, you know, God restores what the cankerworm and the locust has eaten. So if you let things go, how do you know that God isn't going to restore your loss? When you begin to give your life to God and say, you know what, God, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to put away the past. I'm not going to dwell on the past. I'm going to change the way I'm thinking. I'm going to change it physically. I'm going to change it mentally. And I'm going to change it spiritually. And I'm going to put away the old. And I'm going to come into the new. Now, this is some of our big mistakes. Sometimes we don't want to give up everything, so we try to blend the old with the new. How many have ever been at fault of that? Yeah, well, maybe I can make this work with this. And we try to blend it in. Listen, I've been at fault with that many, many times because I just didn't want to walk away from what I supposedly have built or supposedly have invested in or what have you. But, you know, God has a way of using our wisdom and make us look really foolish and then put his wisdom in where he does something totally beyond what you can even imagine and then start off a new life. A chapter means a lot. And it means a whole new beginning. I brought Sean and Michelle up for their testimony. And if you haven't heard it, I hope it's recorded so that you can go back and hear it. But they had many chapters in their lives. And each chapter, and I thank God for them being, I want to say obedient to the word, but heeding God's word. Because one chapter didn't really look like the other chapter. they were really totally separate. It was like cut this one completely off and come into this whole new world. And then cut this one completely off and come into this new world. And it was a constant new birth. Your chapter should be a new birth. Every time you come into something new, it should be born again, a new birth. The old has passed away, the new has came in. And if we don't learn to walk in this life, God is going to have a hard time showing himself in your life. He's going to have a hard time walking with you because you're still in control. To repent and to walk away and follow God has a lot to do with losing control. How many people realize this? It's like when we carry over our past and try to blend in the new, we're still in control. How many people realize that? You know, we're afraid. We think we can turn things around. We think maybe we can make some profit somewhere. Maybe we can recoup what we lost or what have you. But God wants to show you that he is beyond your control and that he can restore and give back what you feel as though that you might have lost. Because I find that every chapter in our life is always something dying and something being reborn. I've never really seen anything that worked well if it didn't die altogether. It was always messed up when something was still living from the last chapter. It always tends to cause issues and problems. It has to be completely dead. And then as we move forward, that we see new life. I see many here that God is revealing in each and everyone's life. And I'd love to just release some new things. But let the old go. It was a season. Things change. And it's time for a change. And you might hurt some people's feelings. You know, how many people have other people in their lives that, you know, are part of your chapter? And you hate to have to walk away from it. But, you know, it may be the best thing ever happened in your life. You just don't know yet, because in the beginning, when something dies, it's always sad, isn't it? Nobody likes death. It's a sad thing. I don't see too many people that are like rejoicing and having parties. It's always a mourning until their minds are changed, and then they're really happy. Like me, I'm sick. I'm not sick. I'm actually well, but in the world, I'm probably sick, where I rejoice over dead things. I'm like, yeah, because I know the truth, and the truth sets us free. Your thinking is not God's thinking. It's completely opposite. So we have to renew our minds and rejoice over death, not mourn over death. Be happy to cut it off and let it go and let it die. There's things in our lives that we may just have to learn how to walk away and never turn back. Never turn back. When we say with our lips and our hearts so far from it, that kind of insults God. He wants us not only to confess with our lips, but we also confess with our heart. So we say we're going to walk away. We say we're going to go ahead and move forward, but our heart is still holding on from the past. How many are subject to that? It's okay, because today is a day of renewing our minds. Today is a day of renewing the way we think. Today is a day of grabbing hold of a new chapter in our lives and learning how to walk in the new chapter. Now, there are times where we have challenges in our chapters, and it may not be over. You might think that your chapter's over. No, you might have to refine your chapter. So I don't want anybody to get too confused about leaving one chapter and then going into another chapter. There might be some work in your life. You might have to address things. You might come into some circumstances and you might have to lay it out all over on the table and re-speak it. How many people understand what I'm talking about? You might have to, you know, lay it out and talk about it and get a clear understanding and then make the choice. Is my chapter in this part of my life over? You know, you do all that you can do until you can't do any more. And if you've reached that point in your life where you've done all that you could have done and you can't go any further, well, then this is a new chapter in your life. You have to realize that it's time to move on. It's time to put the old away and let it die and then let the new birth grow. There might be a point in your life where you might just say, you know what, I'm going to let this die, and then I have no clue what the next chapter is even going to say. I have no clue. I am completely blind in where I'm going and where I'm heading. You know, that's a good place. That's a very good place to be. Because that's when you can really grab hold of God and say, okay, God, let's dwell a little bit. Let's hang out a little bit. I call it the honeymoon time. It's the time where you and God are just, you know, hanging out, and the rest of the life is kind of done and over with, and you're finding that little quiet place where you can really, you know, say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How many of us are in that area right now where we're kind of unsure about where we're headed and what God wants from our lives? You're in a good place. And I hope and pray that when I open up ministry, I hope and pray that God can speak into your life those areas where you're unsure of, so that you will have direction and maybe some comfort. And so that you can know that God dwells with you and He loves you and He never forsake you. But I will tell you this. God wants to comfort you, and He wants to dwell with you and walk with you. But God does not like when you hang on to past. He can't stand it. It's almost like it stinks to God. God is not the past. He hates it. He doesn't want to have nothing to do with it. I know this for sure. I walk with God. I know what grieves Him, and I know what makes Him happy. I know when God is like, well done, my faithful servant. And then I know when He spanks me and says, don't you know that that looks like vomit to me? Don't you know that that stinks and reeks of puke? Don't you know that this is disgusting? And please walk away from that nastiness, because, you know, I want to hang out with you, but you're a pig. You're not handling yourself right over here. You're just nasty in my eyes. I know God. I know Him very well. And I know how He is. And He doesn't want us to have anything to do with our past. Nothing. We can learn from our past. And He's very happy when you learn from the past, so that we don't continue to walk in the same hole. We don't continue to trip over the same line. But at the same time, when we dwell on it, it's no different than when we worship Him. We worship with our lips, but our heart is so far from Him. And God wants to bring our heart so close to Him so that we walk with Him and not be grieved about closing a chapter and opening up a new chapter, because technically it's His life anyhow. So for us to grope and moan and be upset over closing a chapter, we're grieving Him. We're not making God happy. We're making Him upset, because He's saying to you, I have given you a new life and I have given you new destiny. And you're upset. And why are you upset? Why are you disappointed? If you knew what I had in store for you, I have far above better. Now think about it. Have you been living a life right now that you've let things go in your life, and then He gave you something else and it's been better? I see a marriage that failed and now it's better. so much better with children and everything. You know, there's many, many things that I see. Now, the transition can get tough, and it could be sad for a season. But how do you know there's not something better? I see something better. I see something better in everybody's life. And that's why I believe that this message has to come forth today. Because I believe right now we're all in a transition period. And it could be sad or frightening. But I see something better. Better than what you had. Much better. But like I said, it might cost you something. It might cost you a loss of something. Don't grieve over the loss. God can restore your loss. We could have invested tremendous amount of time and money and effort and everything else into something. Who's willing to take that loss? Who's willing to see God restore not only what you lost, but better? I want to see God give us better. It's going to require faith. It's going to require a relationship. All right, God, I can't do it without you. One of our problems is we want to continue to be involved. We want to figure it out. We want to try to reason with it. We want to try to see how it's going to unfold. We're scared. Think about it. I personally believe that God can change some of our situations without even thinking about walking away. Some of you might be thinking, oh man, is he talking about me completely walking away from everything? Well, no. A lot what I'm saying is walking away from cares. How many people understand what I'm talking about? Your cares are what is controlling you. Your cares are what's hurting you. You know, I've walked away from a lot of things, but you might be looking in the material world. I'm talking about the spiritual world. You need to walk away from the cares. Whether you lose it or not is not your concern. You just got to walk away from the cares. You know how many of us are holding cares and we don't realize it? What people think, what people say. You know, you'd be surprised how cares are in a little package. You'd be surprised what cares are in things in our lives. One of the cares that really cause big issues in our lives is what people will say or what people will think. How many of us feel bound by that? You know, I find it funny when individuals come to a different chapter in their life and it's all new, and then for some reason they can't pick up and move on. They have to start confessing their past. Why is that? Why can't we just walk away from that? Why do we automatically have to start confessing? Let's take a situation like this. Let's take marriage. You meet somebody new. They have no idea what your life is all about. And then you have to let them know, you know, I've been divorced. Why did we even have to bring it up? Does it really matter? How many of you do that? How many are at fault at that? Think about it. Right away, we start confessing the bad things that happened in our lives. Why? Unless they bring it up or ask, maybe that's a different story. But do we have to keep living our lives in the past? Can't we just let those things go? Can't we just drop it? Who really cares? Do you think that person cares whether or not you were divorced or not? Oh, well, that's great. You over with it? That's our first concern. Are you over with it yet? Because God forbid, do I need to hear about your ex all day long? God forbid, do I have to keep bringing this up? I don't want to hear it. You know, are you over with it yet? That's the first thing they're going to say. Are you over with it yet? Okay, now look at the meat of this. Hanging on is not healthy for the next person, is it? They don't want to have nothing to do with it. You got kids too? But everybody doesn't want your leftovers. And God doesn't want your leftovers either. You know, you have to look at God as a relationship, a partner. And that's who He is. He's a partner in your life. He's a relationship in your life. You think He wants to hear your heart talk about your past? Do you think He wants to hear all this about your baggage? Do you think He wants to hear all that? He already knows about it. He don't want to hear it. So if we're going to learn how to walk with God, we have to learn how to put those things to bed. We have to kill it. It's a new chapter. It's a new chapter. And we need to live these new chapters. You know why we're in the same area, in the same position? Because we never prophesied life. Maybe we need to start prophesying some life into us rather than the death that we tend to carry. Listen, has anyone understood what a healing is? Okay, you were once sick. Maybe you had a disease. But because you never let it go, you always have this disease. You always have this sickness. You always have this situation in your life. But if you begin to start proclaiming that you're done with it, it's done, it's over, what happens? Healing starts to take place. You're not picking at the scab. I'm losing my hair bun. I got to put my hair bun back in. Good thing we don't have the film, right? Video. But life is a change. And we need to learn how to live with change. Repentance is a powerful word. And I want us to learn repentance. Not only in the area of, you know, spirit, but mind and body too. We need mind and body repentance. We need to start taking our lives and we need to start changing the way we're thinking in our areas of our lives. And don't be afraid of addressing things. Don't ever be ashamed about things. Rejoice in all things. Rejoice in your losses. I think a lot of the struggle that we have moving forward in the chapters of our lives is the loss and not rejoicing in the loss. You should say, praise God. I don't understand why, but I know that God loves me. And I know that if I continued down this road, it would be miserable. It's nice now, and it nice was, but if I continue to move on down the same path, it's going to be miserable. We have to rejoice in our losses. We have to rejoice in our past. We have to realize that it was only a chapter, and thank God that that chapter is over and done with. Who's ready for a new chapter? Well, I believe that we are at an end of a chapter. I believe this is a prophetic word in each and every one of your lives. And God is saying to each and every one of us, this chapter is done. You're on them for a new chapter. And that old chapter has to die, and it cannot be brought back up. If it's brought back up, it's going to bring nothing but misery. See, you can cause misery in an individual and their heart gets harder and harder and harder. And may not look like things are upsetting. They still put on the same smile and everything else. And then one day they wake up and they say, I'm sorry, I'm not happy, I gotta go. Bye. Has anybody ever been in that type of relationship where you thought everything was good and everything was happy and then all of a sudden, what? I never knew. More than likely, 9 times out of 10, we were bringing up the past and causing things to get sour. Hear what I'm saying. I want you to know how powerful the past is that destroys your life. I want you to know how powerful your past is, whether it was good or bad. Listen, you can have some really good things in your life, and if you keep saying things, now especially if it's a testimony of God, it's different. But if it's something that you did and you're taking the pride of it, so to say, and not giving God the glory, it's not going to work on your behalf. Hear what I'm saying. People will get sick of you. Things will get sick, and it won't work. They'll see you as prideful and boastful, and they'll be like, this guy's so full of himself. And then at the same time, it works the opposite way too. You keep talking about negative stuff and bringing up the past and negative stuff, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to be like, ugh, this one's miserable. A dust cloud follows this guy. I'm out of here. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. I want you to know that you're living a life, and that life is a relationship. It might not be anybody around you. Life is that person that I'm talking about. Life is that individual that I'm talking about that says, PU, you stink. Or PU, you're a dust cloud. How many people understand what I'm saying? Because I want you to know that the relationship that you walk with is God, and it's life. And if you keep regurgitating your past, or you keep boasting in yourself about your accomplishments, all it's going to do is make your future a mess. The only thing that we boast in is in God and His testimonies, and we rejoice in everything. Let your heart rejoice. Don't let your mouth be so far, there. You can say with your mouth, but your heart is so far from it. It's better not to say anything and let your heart let your heart speak. You don't have to go confessing all the good things in your life. You can just, let your heart be established in Him. Amen? Amen. So let us have every head bowed for a moment. Because I also want to open up for ministry and speak into people's lives. We've heard testimonies about individuals and how they heard the word and they followed the word and their lives were changed. I believe a lot of us are in a transition, in a new chapter in their life, and the basis that were given to you is for your personal walk. Now I want to declare those things that are happening in your life. I believe that you're in a new transition. And you might not even realize that you're at the end of your chapter and a new one's going to start. You might not even know it. But yet at the same time, you may know it and you're ready. Some of us have been in positions in our lives, and we get complacent because we feel as though that we're established. Don't be that stagnant pond, because eventually that pond gets gooey and ucky and infected. Your life is always flowing. It's a river, and that river of life has to flow. And if you get stagnant, you're going to get ucky. Now, I want everyone to understand that new things, material things, aren't what gets your river flowing. Vacations don't get your river flowing. So some of you might get a little confused that I need to buy myself a car in order for my river to flow. Or I need to go on vacation to get my river to flow. or I need to run and get my river to flow. If you don't tap into your heart and come into a place of peace, your river is dammed up. Some of you might have some fire in your belly and you need to get it out. Some of you might have something that's laying on the table and you need to get it. You need to lay it out on the table and you got to get it out. That's part of letting the river flow. You might be in some circumstances in your life right now and you don't know how to speak. You need to be able to let that river flow out of you. You got to speak what's inside of you and let that live. If you don't let that live, you're going to be bottled up and you're going to be in trouble. It's no different than having a relationship and you see something that's not right and you keep it in. And you never really express how you feel. You're damming up the river. And the river of life is not flowing. I want everyone to understand the river of life. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that are here and those that are learning your wisdom and understanding life and how you are life. And so, Lord, I ask that your word come through and speak life. Let the word of prophecy declare and decree life that is inside of them so that they will be comforted and come to a place of peace. I pray. Amen and amen.